BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
We are waiting for Joe to return so we can do The Break Show.
What are we doing?
In 5, 4, break, break, break.
Show.
Joe, how have your races been?
Let me.
Last time we checked in, you were reporting on the last race you won, which was actually just a walk. But you decided to run it.
Well, I was talking about that, but that was years.
Funniest story I've ever heard.
Yeah. It was a crop walk, if you've ever heard of that.
Yeah, we'd already talked about it.
Okay. Let's see. I was here, in the summertime? Like, July? I don't think I've done a race since then. I think I've just, drank a lot of beer.
Okay. Well, so have I.
Yeah. And not raced.
I've definitely increased my beer intake.
Me too.
And increased my race intake.
Oh, really? So... All right, well, I feel like I'm slacking. Hey, there's one, there's a good series. No, it's 2 months, so I'll tell you not on the show.
I'm not running until February. I mean, I'm not racing until February.
Yeah, there's races in February. It's 2 in January, 2 in February, 2 in March.
Well, I can't do the January ones because I'm not racing until February.
Okay, so you can do 4 of the 6, though. That's 2/3.
It costs a lot to race all the time. And besides, I feel like racing makes you less fast because you have to... cut back on training in order to be rested for the race.
Right.
In which case you're not training.
Right. So if you race every 2 weeks, then every 2 weeks you're taking a training break.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I
felt that
way
too before.
So I'm going to run a half in San Diego probably in February. I'm going to try to win it.
You ran a marathon. I was going to ask you what's the longest you've ever run, but you did the marathon last year, right?
That is correct.
Have you done an ultra?
No.
I think I want to, but I've never even done a half. So I think maybe I should increment up to an ultra.
Some idiot in my running club decided that, I don't care about road races anymore. I'm just going to go straight to ultras.
Yeah.
So he trained for a 100-miler and ran it, even though he'd never raced anything above a half before that.
Okay, so he went from 13 to 100.
Right.
All right. How'd that go for him?
I mean, he did fine.
Yeah?
To train for 100, it's not even about running fast anymore. It's just about going to the trail and just running
and
for
eating, right?
Literal 16 hours and being like, that's good.
It's kind of like an eating contest.
Maybe.
Who can stay fueled the best.
Right.
Yep. So where was that 100? It was around here?
I mean, it was in the area of this United States. It wasn't in the...
Did it take him less than 2 hours to drive there?
I don't know. I don't this guy.
All right.
I don't talk to him.
Okay.
His kid is black.
He's a fucking idiot. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well yeah,
That's a good reason not to like someone.
Yeah, he adopted a black kid.
Oh.
Oh, my God. our company is doing this thing where they have a holiday party. Do you have a holiday party coming up, Joe?
No, I don't. The company that I've gone back to now doesn't do it because they stopped 3 years ago when they were laying everyone off, including me.
Oh.
And
there's nothing to be happy about.
Right. Exactly. I think it was more like the holiday party is really expensive and they could have kept one more person on for an entire year. But instead they had a holiday party and people got mad. So
they could have charged a cover. Why would you pay to go to work?
Yeah, exactly. To hang out with people at your work.
Right.
That's like they tried to have a potluck one time and it was like, how about you give a shit instead of us go to work with our own stuff and then all eat it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ours have a holiday party, and every year they try to come up with something fun to do. One year, we had a square dance band got hired.
All right.
One year, they hired one of those wine and painting companies.
Oh, yeah.
So we all had painting.
Yep.
And mine was the worst.
Really?
I always thought I was okay at stuff. I'm like,
was it stick figures of you, stabbing the other people around you to death?
Of all of these people, how could my painting... What are the chances mine's going to be the worst? And so I comforted myself.
Right.
And then I finished the painting. I was like, no, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I'm retarded at drawing.
Yep.
My hands are I tried to draw a tree and it just becomes a blob, which would work if the tree had leaves, but it was supposed to be a winter painting.
Oh, trees with leaves are way easier.
Right.
Because you just blob.
You just draw Israeli hair or a tree. Same thing.
Okay. I'll just put a happy little tree over here.
Okay, puke level one. So anyway, this year they've decided that the fun event will be we will hire a karaoke DJ.
I love karaoke.
Okay.
It's only fun if you're shit-faced.
We're about to have a fight then. So,
yes.
So here's... Okay, go ahead. And then I have to say something.
Let me finish the story.
Yes. Okay.
The committee is 5 or 6 people, and I've talked to some of the people on the committee, and I said, why did you guys get karaoke? And they said, everyone voted for it. We all thought it was a great idea. And I said, how many people on the committee have said they're going to sing karaoke? And they said, like zero. So there's going to be nobody that wants to do it.
That's a great idea that I won't participate
because
in.
Because karaoke is the worst possible social event. I am coming out with
it's
this.
Yeah.
It so is loud. Bad. Joe, you will have your rebuttal. I do not have unfair.
I'm going to start right now, though.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I abide by the Fair Air Trade Act or whatever, where you have to give the other person legitimate time. Here are the points. It is loud.
Uh-huh.
Can't talk to anyone.
Yep.
Most of the time, you don't give a shit about the person who's singing. All you care about is, oh, I thought of a cool song that I want to share with everyone else. I'm going to sign up for it and wait 48 minutes for my turn to sing for three, where guess what? Everyone else also doesn't care. Rebuttal.
Here's what you do. This makes it all worth it.
Okay.
I have done this 6 to 10 times. You sign up for Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Is that the one where we go, I see a little silhouette.
Exactly. And so you then have to wait your 48 minutes or whatever, and you drink a lot during that time. And then when you sing, first of all, everyone groans right at the very beginning. One, because you suck if you suck at singing like I do. And then two, because they recognize Bohemian Rhapsody and know it's like an 8-minute song. Right? And that you're going to be up there. And it's very slow the first about 6 minutes. But what I've noticed is that by the time you're at the headbanging part near the end, everyone is usually up there and also drunk and happy and singing and headbanging with you.
You think other people from the crowd get up and join you?
No, they have done it when I do. Every single time I do it, because I put so much passion.
8 to 10 times.
Yeah, easily.
That's like 80 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
You spent doing this?
Yes. And so I put like a lot of passion into singing awfully this song for about 6 minutes. And then they recognize that soon it's going to be the headbanging time.
Uh-huh.
And they get up and they all get ready and they all get excited. And there we go.
Sorry. Nope. Yes, puke.
So just give it a try once.
People can look it up.
I wanted to sing.
Okay. And sing. Now, are you actually bad, or are you just saying you're bad?
The wind blows doesn't really matter.
So far, I'm going
to
go with bad.
To me. Dun, dun, dun,
I feel like one time I sung a line and it sounded okay.
Dun, dun,
yeah, I think
dun,
everybody could get dun, maybe one line
mama,
correct on one song.
Ooh.
Yeah, karaoke is it just ruins the atmosphere. And really
didn't
nobody
mean to oh, make
okay, Joe,
you
do.
Nobody has the access to the mute button.
I'm done.
So that's the only song you will do at karaoke?
Yes.
This, I think, is proving my point. not
all right.
Not rebutting.
All right.
Karaoke is the worst. Puke? Rebuttal.
Nope. I can't rebut. I agree with your butt.
Oh, boy. So no rebut.
Yeah, no. It's like, for one thing, yeah, you have to be like smashed to want to do it, which is generally a bad idea at a work party, because
mm-hmm.
then you you do things that possibly aren't good for your career or whatever. You know, it's kind of then you're the
oh, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna get so drunk.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you should karaoke the fuck out of it.
Yep. So if they're don't look at it like whether or not it's good or bad. If there's karaoke there, get drunk and sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm not singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Do it once, Nick.
No. I don't know it, first of all.
The words are
on
the goddamn screen.
It's a very non-inclusive
correct.
Event,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
No one cares about the person. No, yeah.
Okay. I think these events committees are just the fucking worst. I don't know what's happened at my workplace, but I feel like in the last year they've gone balls to the wall, and I think it's because we now have a female HR rep. And,
oh, that's the worst.
So now they're
way
like,
to propagate the stereotypes, ladies.
Oh my god!
They have a tree that they decorated now in the break room, and they're always like, "Everybody want to decorate the tree?" They had pumpkin carving, and
oh my god,
there was other
on some work time.
Yeah.
All right, this has been the break show. I guess
it's awful.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm sorry I existed.
I do. I am too.
Nobody wants to participate doing things at work.
Right. Especially karaoke.
I'm there to work and get the fuck out. Pay me.
Can we all admit that Britney Spears is number one.
For what?
I was thinking about this. Wasn't she the one that like launched the pop music industry?
What are you
Maybe Madonna? Retarded?
I would say Madonna.
Maybe Madonna. I think Britney Spears is probably number one, and I'm going to sing it at karaoke.
Well, you can sing her if you want, but I don't know what. Not she's not number one at launching pop
music. She's number
music.
One.
Look up. Just go to Wikipedia and look up divas.
What about?
I'm upset that you won't try my suggestion.
Me too. Like, whatever his suggestion was.
What do you think of karaoke, Andrew?
I fucking hate it.
Okay, if there is karaoke and you can't get away from it, should you get shit-faced and sing Bohemian Rhapsody?
No, I don't. I've made the mistake of singing karaoke once or twice. And no. No.
All right.
No, I just...
You should have heard my plea for it. That was the best thing to do when there's karaoke.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good plea.
No, it's awesome. I feel like it was... Any other people besides you two, I think, would have agreed.
Yeah, sorry to shit on your point, but...
No, that's all right.
You guys ever get your phone and it buzzes and you're like, ooh, someone messaged me. And then you look at it, it's just your phone telling you that the battery is draining.
Yes.
That's pretty depressing.
Lately, I've been having this thing where it's giving me notifications about all kinds of shit. Like, for I don't know why. Google's just like, hey, Penguins are up 3-0 to Buffalo.
Oh, it knows that you're looking it up.
I haven't looked up any Pittsburgh. I haven't looked up any Penguins things on my phone.
Well, I don't know.
I just got a new phone this week.
Look up the Penguins?
Something happened when you transferred all your files over. It like reset a bunch of shit or something.
I guess. I never got these notifications in the past.
Why would you get Penguins notifications?
Because he likes the Penguins.
He likes them, and somehow
really?
Google knows.
Yeah, how does Google know
about
the Penguins?
Google knows more about Andrew than Joe does.
Why do you like the Penguins?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? What a shithole.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. We all hate it, too.
But why wouldn't it give me Bruins updates?
Like, yeah, because
Google knows where I'm at.
Boobins.
Right.
Because it knows you like the Penguins.
Because obviously
I don't know how, but it does. It doesn't matter.
Because every single fucking email you've ever sent in your life through Google...
is about the Penguins?
He has Penguins in his signature?
Yeah. They're just little Penguins dancing.
We got to rewind for a second, though. In 1998-99, I was a senior in high school, and there was a music video by a brand new pop singer named Britney Spears.
Oh!
Where she was dressed as like a Catholic schoolgirl.
Uh-huh.
And I would...
That wasn't 98-99. That was like 97.
Was it?
Yeah, because okay, I was in like 6th grade or 5th grade.
All right, then I was a junior in high school.
Okay.
And I would be at home after school, and this music video would come on, and the music would get turned down because I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
And fortunately, I was not in a barracks room or on a Navy ship. Yeah.
Oh, I jerked to that video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, back then, she was the best, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I thought she was the hottest person on the planet.
That's what I'm trying to say. Is
absolutely.
She's kept it up this long. She's got to be the best.
I don't think I've seen her in 10 years.
No one cares about Madonna anymore.
Of course not. No one cares about Britney Spears anymore either.
No, they do. Yeah. She's still doing stuff.
Who? I haven't heard about her.
Nah, me neither.
I know. Look at how hot she is. Oh, my goodness.
That's not recent, by the way.
Two more beers.
This is her when she shaved her head and went batshit crazy or whatever.
Are you okay? So one time I was in the Walmart parking lot last month, and this lady starts yelling at me as I'm walking to my car after shopping, and she goes, "Hey, hey, hey!" And she's tapping her mouth with two fingers, like indicating smoking. And I'm like, "What? Why are you yelling at me and miming smoking at me?" She's like,
"She wanted to blow you."
She's like, "Hey, you have a cigarette?" And I go, "Do I look like I smoke?" I do 35 miles a week, and I run off. She goes, "You should stop running and start smoking."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes.
Churches should, in these areas that there's a ton of different churches, and they're all competing for participants, right? They should start advertising shorter and shorter service lengths. And that should be their selling point. Like, most of them are 1 hour, right?
Yeah.
But they should be like, "Church, only 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Get your requirement done, in and out."
Well, yeah. Double communion show.
And the next one would be like 35 minutes.
Forgiveness on the go. Drive-through forgiveness.
Yeah. Like a
drive-through salvation.
For forgiveness, yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, you know computers. You should start a service where you just pay money and you get texted to Jesus. I mean, that's the shortest of all, right?
Isn't that like
email?
Isn't that like the 700 Club? Isn't that what they do? Well, they did it by like regular mail. Did you ever see that?
See, all I know about the 700 Club is I watched the preview channel, and it was on like 9 channels, and it was super long.
Right.
I'm like, is this just like 700 minutes?
And the only thing I ever saw from it was the fundraising. I'm not sure what they actually did. Yeah.
What is the 700 Club? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nick?
700 virgins.
What does 700 have to do with God?
It's like the Breakfast Club.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that clears it up.
Emilio.
I thought of this because I was in New York visiting Joe and Nicole, mm-hmm. and they got a bunch of churches there, too, and they actually, I didn't even know this, they live in the ground zero of Mormon.
Yeah.
The Mormon ship landed in their hometown or whatever, and I went up to the shrine that they have built for it.
Wait, the Mormons think the alien? I thought that was the Scientologists.
That's a joke. It was an angel.
Oh, okay.
Or
well, you could have told me it was a spaceship, and I would have probably believed it.
Rochester, New York.
Yep.
Wait, what?
The delivery of the Book of Mormon.
I thought it was Utah.
No, they did a pilgrimage to Utah because they were, I think they were persecuted in New York or something. So they said, fuck you, we're going to start our own state.
My entire education on Mormonism comes from
South Park.
South Park, thank
you. Yeah. Yeah, obviously. I think that's everybody.
I can't help but hear the word Mormon and go dum dum dum.
Yeah,
dum,
yeah.
Dum.
South Park.
And then someone questions it, and they're like, smart, 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 so smart.
And, of course, the Broadway show that the South Park writers wrote.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, the last South Park thing I've seen was that Mormon episode from, like, 15 years ago.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Can you believe South Park's still on the air? Every now and then I hear somebody talk about it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Can we all admit South Park is number one?
Right. Yes, absolutely.
What?
Number
why
one.
Why are we declaring number one?
Right next to Britney Spears.
Britney Spears wrote South Park.
I think Amy Grant is number one.
Who the fuck's Amy Grant?
She's from Parks and Rec.
Look up Amy Grant. No. Hmm. Play the song.
No.
What
stop.
Song?
Just go to YouTube. Google. Amy Grant.
No, stop. Mute him. We got to finish the break show.
We're still on the break show?
Yeah, I get to the Mormon shrine, and it's like, go up to the memorial. And I drive. It's completely deserted. Like, there's no one. I figured there'd be a bunch of people there hanging out at the memorial. I drive all the way up. It's like a mile. And I finally get up to the golden shrine, and I look at it, and then I'm like, I really have to urinate. So I ran off into the woods in the Mormon land, and I left some lemonade. Andrew, you want to take over the break show? Go ahead.
So I have...
I wasn't interrupting anything. I didn't say a word.
Sometimes I go to the store to buy some emergency, and then I was like, what if I needed some emergency?
Do you have like a plane crashing
That's hilarious.
Sound effect?
Do you have
all right, this has been the break show.
So I don't know what that was that you just pulled up. That didn't say Amy Grant. It said Ruthie Collins.
Okay. I guess she's not number one then.
Nah, I think she is.
I guess Ruthie Collins number one.
Good old Ruthie.
Oh, I was thinking of Paula Abdul.
Idiot.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.